A Slip Under the Microscope by H. G. Wells. Narrated by Rainer Borton. Outside the laboratory windows was a watery grey fog, and within, a close warmth and the yellow light of the green shaded gas lamps that stood two to each table down its narrow length. On each table stood a couple of glass jars, containing the mangled vestiges of the crayfish, mussels, frogs and guinea pigs upon which the students had been working, and down the side of the room, facing the windows, were shelves bearing bleached dissections in spirits, surmounted by a row of beautifully executed anatomical drawings in white wood frames and overhanging a row of cubical lockers. All the doors of the laboratory were panelled with blackboard, and on these were the half-erased diagrams of the previous day's work. The laboratory was empty, save for the demonstrator, who sat near the preparation room door and silent, save for a low continuous murmur and the clicking of the rocker microtome at which he was working. But scattered about the room were traces of numerous students, handbags, polished boxes of instruments. In one place, a large drawing.